back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the next half hour, we continue to feature the women of Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from the Velvettes, Barbara McNair, Mary Wells, the Supremes, the Undantes, Mary Jane Girls, Bonnie Pointer, Kim Weston, and the Gospel Stars. All coming up in the next half hour as we kick it off with the Motown Memories' favorite artist, the Velvettes, where the burn of the hand is worth two in the bush. Right here on Motown.
Girls, when you got a good guy who's gonna treat you right, but another guy offers you a better life, right away you start to swoon, because he offers you the moon. Tell me, is riches worth more than love and affection? Don't be steered in the wrong direction, cause
burn in the hand is worth two.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
So you think you got my man? Try to hold him if you can, but you never tame a heart that's wild and free. Oh, he's restless as the night, and when going right, don't you know that he'll come running back to me?
Every part of me was meant to love him.
Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Mary Wells and Laughing Boy. They reached number 15 in the United States pop charts and number 6 on the Rhythm and Blues charts of 1963. Before that, Barbara McNair. The song was called You Could Never Love Him Like I Love Him. It was recorded and released in 1968, and it was the fifth and last single recorded on the Motown record label. She had great acclaim to fame in October 1968, and she was featured in Playboy magazine. And we start with the Velvettes, a Motown memory's favorite artist, and A Bird in the Hand Is Worth Two in the Bush, recorded and released in 1965. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit with the Supremes featuring Diana Ross, and You Keep Me Hanging On. Well, You Keep Me Hanging On was both written and composed by that great production and writing team in the 1960s on the Motown record label, Holland, Doja, and Holland. The rock group Vanilla Fudge had a top 10 hit with this song 1 year later in 1967, and British pop singer Kim Wilde covered the same song in 1986, and it reached number one then also. Many elements of the Supremes' version of this song, including the guitars, the drums, and Diana Ross's vocals, were multi-tracked, which was a production technique established and popularized concurrently by both Holland, Doja, and Holland, and other premier producers of the 1960s, such as Phil Spector and George Martin. Well, You Keep Me Hanging On was the first single taken from the Supremes' 1967 album entitled The Supremes Sing Holland, Doja, and Holland, and the song became the group's eighth number one single when it topped the number one singles charts for 2 weeks in November 1966. Well, here are the Supremes featuring Diana Ross. You Keep Me Hanging On right here on Motown.
can do about it.
See you.
the Mary Jane Girls and In My House, and then reached number one in the dance and disco charts from 1985 before that the Andantes. A single released in 1964 didn't chart called Like a Nightmare. They were the backup group performing on many other artists' records in the 1960s. And we started with the Supremes, You Keep Me Hanging On, number one from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom. For this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. We'll come in up another woman of Motown. Here is Bonnie Pointer with Heaven Must Have Sent You, right here on Motown.
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Oh, you need someone who cares. Why not?
Why not?
Give God.
Give God a chance.
Give him a chance. When you need a helping hand, someone who will understand. Says he's done all that he can do.
Gospel stars, and the song was called Give God a Chance. Didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1963. Before that, Kim Weston with Love Me All the Way, reaching number 88 in the United States pop charts and number 24 in the Rhythm and Blues charts of 1963. And we started with Bonnie Pointer, Heaven Must Have Sent You, number 11 on the pop charts from 1979. Well, this hour, we featured the Women of Motown. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.